Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. I always say the only thing more fun than planning a vacation is taking a vacation. We start the planning with St. Clair Travel. Deanne Colin on the line with us right now. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
We talk a lot about cruising. There are so many different kinds of cruises to take, aren't there?
There is, you know, and one of my favorites is, you know that, and you've heard it before and before, is that I'd love to river cruise in Europe.
Yeah, and you've got one coming up next year.
I do. I happen to have a few more seats left. We are doing the Romantic Danube. So what we're doing is we're doing 3 nights in Prague, which is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe, that's got bridges and castles and just a beautiful destination. And we're going to have 3 nights there before we get onto the boat in Germany and then go down to Budapest. One of the nice things about when you river cruise is, and what this tour is all about is that we are doing a tour with AMA Waterways in Prague for the 3 nights. So we'll have a few things to do with the tour company. You'll have plenty of time on your own. And then as a group, we'll travel to the ship and get on the boat. And the one special thing about river cruising is you're along the water and you get to stop in all these beautiful little towns, little cities, along the way and visit. And river cruising includes all the excursions, all your meals, your drinks with lunch and dinner. I mean, it's a wonderful way to travel.
Oh, it sounds like a great way to travel. What would you say is the main difference between a river cruise and an ocean cruise?
Well, first of all, it's the amount of people. You know, the river cruising are very basic. It doesn't have the casinos. It doesn't have the lounges. It doesn't have the entertainment. It's very laid back. And you're talking 100 cabins versus, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 cabins. But I think the one main thing that I always look at is the food is amazing. It's always a sit-down meal. And you get to know everybody on the ship because it's so small. And you can eat where you want to. Sit here. Go sit there. If you have a group of people going, they save you a table so you can all eat together. It's a very nice, more local feel than it does when you're on a big ocean liner.
You mentioned stopping in all those different ports as well. I mean, that's got to be a pretty neat thing to see all those cities you otherwise probably wouldn't visit in Europe.
Well, you know, the thing is that when you're going down the river, you know how it is here. We're kind of off the highway about 15, 20 minutes. So it's one of those things that maybe those cities wouldn't be hit. Now, Vienna, of course, would be because it's a large city in Austria, but other than that, a lot of these cities would kind of be missed, and we'd be missing gems because I've been on this cruise before, and these cities are just so beautiful. And what they do in Europe, and we haven't seen this yet in the U.S., is that they light up their cities at night for the river cruises. Mm. The cities that are along the river are so lit up and beautiful and all different along the way. You can just sit outside and just watch the city lights every time you go by. It's just so pretty. And going as a group, I just have really found that this is so nice because you're on your own if you want to be during the day. Go just as a couple or some friends and go in the day. And then, you know, in the afternoon, evening, you can sit and talk about what you've seen versus what we've seen and all of that. And it's just a very fun way to go. And the AMA has, the one that we're taking, AMA Waterways, is known for their excursions and their tours and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and you don't have to pack and unpack.
Yeah, there you go. You're in one spot the whole time, even though it keeps moving. When is this trip planned for, Deanne?
This trip is for May 7th of 2024, and it goes from May 7th to the 18th. And that's, again, the 3 nights in Prague. Then we do the 7-day cruise. And you can stay in Budapest if you would like. And we probably have 50% of the people staying longer. And they're going to stay 3 more nights in Budapest and then fly home because Budapest is beautiful. It's again, on the water, but it's got the old, what are those called? The oh my gosh, where all the water is, the spas, the old spas, and they've got beautiful cities along the water that you can go to, parts of their city along the water, and Buda and Pest are kind of divided and two different types of cities, so it's really a unique place to go, and that's where we tuk-tuked. We got a driver, and he took the two of us all around the city on this little old-fashioned small little mini golf cart, if you would, and really had a great time.
That sounds like a great trip. You can contact St. Clair Traveler for more on that. And also, you've got your travel show coming up at the St. Clair Inn. When is that going to be?
We do. That travel showcase is on October 1st. It's a Sunday. It is from 1 to 4, and we've got 12 vendors coming in. We've got river cruising, we've got ocean liners, we've got tour companies that take you on escorted tours, as well as planning your individual tours. If you want to travel by yourself and travel throughout Europe, also companies that can get you there. We've got, oh my goodness, who else is coming? Lots of great, Sandals Resorts is coming, so if you're thinking about a Sandals trip, you can take a look at the different resorts and talk to the person and see which one best fits your needs. But it's really an open house day. You're not, there's going to be lots of incentives offered, but it's not that you have to book something. There's going to be trips assigned and you can sign up. It's not that at all. We just want you to come, get the information, see what you've been thinking about. If you've been thinking about Alaska or Hawaii or Europe, all the destinations are hit, and it's going to really be a great day. But you do have to RSVP because I only have limited space. And, again, it's from October 1st, Sunday, 1 to 4. And just give us a call at the office, and you can RSVP.
All right. That number at St. Clair Travel is?
810-329-7163.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.